This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
92-9 the game.
The Heat win it pretty easily after being tied at the half. The Hawks actually took a 5-point lead starting the third quarter. They were up 73-68, but it all went down the shooter after that. So, your final score here in Miami, the Heat
went down
131.
Where'd he go?
And the Hawks 109.
Well, it went down because the Heat had a lot of shooters, definitely. It was a really weird game last night. It was like actually a pretty good game. It was a competitive basketball game in the first half. Way more scoring than the first time the two teams played, obviously. I mean, they just had about as dreadful of a night as you could possibly have. The Heat, that is, the other night when they scored 86 points. They were on the second half of a back-to-back and all that. And then it was back and forth. It was a good game. Like, mm-hmm. The game was competitive until late in the third quarter, and then I don't know what, like, the Hawks just hit a wall, and really, like, the Heat just started making everything, and a lot of it was random too. Like, it would be a deflected pass that would end up in like a little scrum, and then the ball would trickle out to Davion Mitchell and he would hit an open three. It's not like they were running great offense. It's not like the Hawks quit on defense. It just kind of all fell apart in a variety of different ways all at once in the end of the third. And then the fourth, it just continued. I mean, they went on like a 24-6 run or something like that, and that was that. That's all she wrote.
Man, I'm gonna go with it like this. I'm gonna have a different approach.
Okay.
Maybe it's just the Miami got them. Maybe you know, Southie got them.
You had like 35 minutes of gas.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe that could have been it, man.
Was the hangover.
Nikki Beach, all that other stuff. That it might have got a bump. I mean, that's what got the Heat the other night up here in Atlanta. What it on a Monday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, or the game was Monday.
The game was Monday.
Yeah.
They were thinking about what they were about.
Thinking about it. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what's open on Sundays no more.
It's Atlanta. Something's open on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Look, I've been in a lot of games at State Farm Arena where the opposing team's best players were clearly hungover. Like,
yeah.
Without question.
Right.
Like, well, that guy was out all night last night.
Right.
And he donated a lot to the local economy.
Right.
Good for him. Thank you for stimulating our economy last night. And also thank you for scoring 12 points in this competitive basketball contest because you're sweating out booze. I don't know if that's what was happening last night.
No, when you're a team like this, anyway, in the NBA, you're going to, especially if a team's hit 20 plus threes, 50%, 58%, I'm sorry, or no, 55% for 3-point, you're going to lose a lot of those games, especially if you can't combat that or make yours and everything like that. But you're right. It was just one of those things where everything, every loose ball, every little thing that the Heat needed offensively to get themselves going, they got.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just the bottom line. It wasn't like the Hawks were giving them open shots. Well, they gave Duncan Robinson a couple.
Duncan,
he's going to hit that.
That's Duncan Robinson,
like you said,
is going to make open threes.
That's what he does.
Yep.
You know, that's how he got the money. He can't do nothing else.
Nope.
But if you let him sit there and just shoot an open three, he's going to make the majority of those. But, I mean, that's – you said – what was the part? You said flub along?
Oh, it's slog.
Slog.
Yeah.
Slog along. This is
the end of the season when it's going to be, yeah, it's going to just kind of feel.
It's going to be, they're going to be going from the 10th to the 8th, back and forth.
You ever, like, drive through mud? Or, like, trying to run in sand or something like that. That's what it's going to feel like.
Yeah. But that's what I said. They're going to go between 8 and 10 for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly where they're going to be because they are about the same as all the other teams that are between 8 and 10. And so they're just going to be jockeying for position right there.
No, I don't even think they'll fall to 10, hopefully, knocking on wood, because I think the Bulls are pretty dreadful. The Nets and the Sixers are awful. I think the Heat and the Hawks are kind of right in the same area right
now. I'll take that back.
It'll be a fight between 8 and 9. And then I think the Magic, Pistons, and Bucks are better and getting better, too. I mean, obviously, the Pistons are playing as well as anybody in the NBA right now. They've won 8 in a row, and they beat the Celtics by 20 last night. Like, that's pretty good stuff. But, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. They're going to be right there in the middle of the play-in round. And that's been true for a few years now. Mm-hmm. And
is this all because Jalen Johnson?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't think they would. No, they wouldn't be playing like this if he was playing. Like, I don't think that they would be like the one seed. They'd be right there, 6-7.
Okay.
Yeah. I think. What do you think?
I don't know. I can't say I think or I know because they weren't. I mean, they were better.
They were above 500.
I'm not going to take away the impact that this young man has because he is the second best player on his team. But would they be competing for 5?
They would be competing to not be in the play-in round.
Okay. Versus 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now they're not. And he ain't coming back.
No time. So, not this year anyway.
Not this year. Right. So there it is.
Six all shots right. for Bruce Shea. Got to get more.
It's not enough.
Got to get more.
Also, he went 4 of 6.
Got to get more.
It's not like he went 0 for 6.
That's the part that sucks because he didn't go 0 for 6.
That's what makes me mad about it is every night he's like 6 of 10. It's like 10 shots. Give me more than that. What are we doing? 6 shots. 4 of 6. 2 of 3 from downtown. What are we doing? Get this guy some looks. All right. Here's Mikael Williams at the Combine talking about the injury that he dealt with all season last year at UGA.
Because, you know, I played injured this whole year. So coming off my ankle, I decided to take the first 2-3 weeks to rest my ankle and try to get it back up under me. So that pushed my delayed my training. So I got a late jump. So that's why I'm going pro there instead of combine. Yeah, it lingered the whole year. I never was healthy. I actually re-injured it multiple times throughout the year. I didn't practice until Texas game. I was messed up pretty bad.
I mean, we talked about it yesterday, that Clemson game, when the running back came down and chopped the hell out of him.
Yep.
And, you know, previous to that, it was all the it just wasn't our show. It was nationwide expectations for this boy.
Yeah, Mikael Williams was viewed as a potential number one pick.
Yes, it was a whole
by draft analysts before the season.
And then he goes down, and obviously it was lingering. But, I mean, you talked about it. He played his ass off in both Texas games.
Yeah.
He played his ass off in that Notre Dame game. You know, and so, you know, for him, he wants to, and we mentioned it yesterday about the combine, from a combine workout to your pro day workout, give it as much time as you need so you can be at your best. Mm-hmm. And if you got to take 2 or 3 more weeks before Georgia's pro day to be at your 100% absolute best, that's what you need to do.
If your stock goes from where it was to where it is now, which is really, he's still going to be a top 12 pick.
Right.
A top 15 pick in the draft. And he played as little as he played this year and was dealing with the injuries that he was dealing with this year. That's a pretty good indication of how highly everyone thought of him to begin with, right?
Yes.
Now you're one of these teams, and it's a tough question to ask now because it's like, all right, what was it simply that? Is it something else? Is it this? How is he recovering from it? Like, I mean, someone is still going to take a very, I don't know, call it a big chance, whatever. Someone's going to take a very high draft pick on this man.
Yes, yes.
And count on him to be a huge key of their defense for the next decade or so, five years, however long. But, like, I mean, now you just have to ask yourself what the risk is.
Yeah, because one thing about him, Eddie, he's an elite run stopper.
Yeah.
He's an elite run stopper. This dude is 6'5", 270, long arms, athletic as hell.
He's built.
And mean as hell.
He's built in a lab.
Yes.
For what you want on the edge in the NFL right now.
Yes.
I mean, he is straight up, like, prototypical guy.
Yes, but now he's got to refine his
pass.
Had
he played all year, he would be in the conversations with Abdul Carter.
I believe so, too. I believe so also. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to, like, take as much time as you need but so you can be at your absolute best when these coaches, when they want to test you and do it and do all that, test your athleticism and everything like that. So this makes complete sense because it's like he had to take weeks off because you don't want to go into your training for the NFL banged up. You want to get as right as you can, as healthy as you can, so you can hit the ground running. So, yeah, he's a couple weeks behind.
Speaking of that number one potential kind of thought of prospect, Abdul Carter. Some medical stuff came out about him as well. Obviously, he's got a foot issue.
Yeah.
The doctors advise him not to get surgery. So
why get it?
Okay, so then don't get it, I would guess.
Yeah.
His agent, Drew Rosenhaus, said this isn't a problem. Whoever drafts him is not going to be an issue when he gets there, which is obviously what his agent would say. And so now teams that are drafting him have to consider that as well.
Yeah.
I still think he's going to go number one, but this is sort of a layer to it that wasn't there 2 days ago.
I just don't – I mean, the thing with it is, can it get worse?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And, I mean, if the doctor said don't get surgery, because they said if he gets surgery, he'll be out 8 weeks and everything like that, just in time for the draft. Do you go ahead and work out and then have it? I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't know what to tell this kid other than the doctor said don't have it.
Yeah, just do what the doctor says.
Yeah. Doctor say you don't need it, then don't get it done. Don't get cut open if you don't damn have to.
Yeah.
You know?
Now they're going to probably – he's probably going to have to do what – I don't know, whatever, prove to teams that want him. And it's the Titans, really, at number one. But at a pro day, whatever you can do to demonstrate that the foot's not a big deal.
He said he's going to work out his pro
day. But then you do the thing where it's like, all right, you work out, whatever it is. You get right to work out at pro day. You get through draft, you get drafted, and then you get surgery. And it's like, damn.
Oh, boy, that would be bad.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Be real bad.
That'd be tough.
That would be real bad. If he, after he gets drafted, then it's like, you know what, let me go on and have the surgery.
I think we need
because
to do this
Because that's
now.
Going to just, even though it's 8 weeks or whatever you want to say, however, that's what the doctor said.
Right.
You pretty much ruined your rookie year.
Yeah, that would be tough.
It's going to take you a minute to get up to speed, get up to, you know, what it takes to be an NFL pass rusher. So, yeah, that would be a bad disaster.
Hopefully that's not what happens. Malachi Stark said it would, quote, be awesome if he was drafted by the Falcons.
It would be.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It'd be awesome to be drafted by anybody.
Hell yeah.
But he grew up watching the Falcons.
And that would be awesome to stay home. And I don't know. Malachi's from up north or somewhere. He's
north of what?
North of. He's a little north of Gwinnett, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Jefferson, Georgia.
Jefferson, okay. He's up there where the state track meet was at.
There you go. All right.
But yeah.
Keep him home.
Keep him home. Right down the street, he can stay at Mama House. Jefferson ain't nowhere from Flower Branch.
He'll be there. At 15,
he will.
You'd probably trade back and get him.
I would think so, Bunk.
If you wanted.
Yeah.
If you wanted.
Yeah, you can get Mama.
All right, this hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast, PADLYBuys.com. We'll come back and get back into a couple of different Falcons-related topics as we're talking about Malachi Starks there potentially being at 15. Maybe this is a trade-back possibility, and also all the free agents that they have to consider as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.